Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin's going to be talking about the multiplying effect of equity, the gift that keeps giving, so to speak, for residential part-time real estate investors, and he's going to outline how you can maximize the power of equity and how you can first get equity, build it so the multiplier effect can take hold. So with that very brief preamble, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis.
So talk to us about how the part-time real estate investor can, one, establish equity, and two, how you get to that multiplier effect.
You know, equity, the interesting thing is that we all get into real estate investing, or most of us, as part-time investors or full-time investors, you get into it to generate passive income or monthly cash flow from rental properties. And, you know, that's all well and good, and that is a very viable reason to get excited about and to get interested in and to get involved in investing in real estate as a part-time investor. Cash flow is king, as many say, and it's a great way to generate passive income. Equity, however, though, it's kind of the unrecognized or unappreciated benefit of owning rental real estate that many people, maybe they don't understand it, or maybe they don't acknowledge it, or maybe they just fail to recognize or appreciate it. And the irony is that the equity that you spoke of in the introduction, that you can accumulate and multiply and grow as a result of your part-time investing in rental real estate, it quite often can be greater than your monthly cash flow. Your monthly equity accumulation can quite often benefit you more and generate more wealth growth than your monthly cash flow. And this is particularly important to the busy part-time real estate investor, because as a part-time real estate investor, as I once was here in Dallas and now I'm full-time, I own a Homevestors franchise, I understand that the busy part-time investor, you've got a career, you've got a job, you've got commitments outside of your real estate investing, and it's of utmost importance that you can maximize your return on your real estate investment while minimizing the amount of time and energy and effort that you put into your real estate investing. Because as a part-time investor, you simply don't have the time or the energy or the effort to do so. So the idea of passive income and growing your monthly cash flow and your equity is very important. So let's talk about the equity component, because I trust that everybody understands the cash flow component and its benefits. And let's talk about the equity, or the unappreciated gift, or the unacknowledged or unrecognized gift that we referred to at the beginning, the gift of equity. Let's talk about it in three ways. Number one, how you capture equity when you purchase a property as a real estate investment. Number two, how you accumulate equity as you hold an investment property as a rental property over time, and how you build or multiply your equity as your property appreciates over time. We'll talk about equity and the gift of equity, as we call it, and how it behaves in all three scenarios. And chances are, as a part-time investor or as a new investor, you may not have recognized any of these values of equity, or perhaps if you have, you may have only understood or recognized one of them. So you'll be excited to learn about and understand the multiple ways that equity contributes to your growth of wealth and to your return on your real estate investing as a part-time investor. So number one, let's talk about that equity capture. Investors, because we work so hard to find discounted properties, whether on the retail market through MLS using realtors or through off-market by doing direct mail or advertising or buying direct from wholesalers, regardless of how you acquire your properties, chances are, as a successful part-time real estate investor, you're looking to buy discounted properties. You're looking to buy properties below market value so that you can ultimately maximize the return on your investment. Well, when you do buy a property at below market value, whether you realize it or not, you're capturing equity when you buy that property. And here's what I mean. Your average investor, they're going to seek to capture at least 15 to 35% equity on every property they buy, meaning at a minimum, for example, an investor who buys a $100,000 house, at a minimum, they're going to want to be all in, all expenses paid, including purchase costs, closing costs, rehab costs, everything. They're going to want to be into that property for $85,000 at a maximum. And the equity captured in that instance is $15,000. They bought a property that has a market value of $100,000. They only paid a total of $85,000 for that $100,000 property. Therefore, they captured $15,000 in equity. They won't put $15,000 in their bank today, but they will tomorrow when they go to sell that property. And that's maybe one of the reasons people underestimate or underappreciate or don't properly recognize the value of equity, because it's not instantly gained. But it is ultimately gained, and it's the true wealth driver in real estate investing. Because when you do go to sell that property someday for $100,000, you're going to capture that $15,000 in equity that you captured when you originally purchased the property. And, you know, this is why so many real estate investors, part-time and full-time, invest so much time and money in advertising direct to sellers so that they can get to those deep discounted properties. The reason they want the deep discounted properties is because the deeper discount they can purchase a property at, they're going to capture. And you can see the power of that equity. If you're able to buy a $100,000 property for a total investment of $65,000, for instance, which is not at all unrealistic for a real estate investor, you've captured $35,000 in equity that you will someday enjoy when you sell that property. So that's the first benefit or gift that equity provides, the equity capture at the time you buy the property. Secondly, the second form of equity that part-time real estate investors can enjoy when they buy and hold real estate as rentals is the accumulation of equity. And the beauty of this is it's your residents who are accumulating and working hard each month to deliver this equity to you. Think about it. Your residents pay you rent every month. And obviously that rent goes to pay the interest on your mortgage, your property taxes, your homeowner's insurance, and the principal on your mortgage loan. Well, every time a resident pays you a monthly rent check and every time you then turn around and pay your mortgage, that principal portion of that mortgage that you're paying each month with your resident's rent money is real tangible equity that you're capturing. Think about it. If you had a $100,000 loan on a rental property, and let's just say you have that loan at 6% interest, which we all know is very high, but let's take away all doubt from this example. $100,000 mortgage at 6% interest for 15 years, that's a monthly principal payment of about $550 per month that, oh, by the way, your resident is paying for you every month. That's $550 in equity that is accumulating over time every month that you collect rent on that property. Once again, similar to equity capture, you don't enjoy this as, you know, tangible cash flow every month, but you do enjoy it as unrealized equity gains every month. And you'll enjoy and capture that equity when you sell the property once again. So not only will you gain the equity that you captured in our first scenario that resulted when you bought the property at a discount, but now you're also going to capture and enjoy the equity that your resident accumulated for you each month during the life of that rental property investment when they paid your principal on your mortgage every month. So there's two ways now that equity has accumulated and been captured on that real estate investment rental property that you made as a part-time investor. Now let's look at the third scenario where equity benefits you as a real estate investor. And that's the building or the multiplying or the appreciation that that property generates over time. In the United States, we've talked about in the past, real estate, residential real estate, depending on your market, appreciates at about 3.5% to 5.5% per year on average. And this is just the value of your property increasing over time as real estate continues to become more and more valuable in our country. And similar to our previous two scenarios, this is equity, once again, that you don't enjoy in the form of tangible cash every month. That 3.5% to 5% appreciation is, similar to our other two examples, gained or captured or enjoyed when you sell that property. That $100,000 rental house that you bought, just think about it. It's going to appreciate at around 3.5% per year, for example. You know, that first year, it goes from a $100,000 property to a $103,500 property if you were to sell it. And if you did, you would capture the equity that you gained when you bought it at a discount, our first scenario, $15,000, let's say. You would capture the equity that your resident paid each month in the form of your mortgage payment at $550 a month. And you would capture the equity that resulted from the appreciation of that property over the course of that 1 year that you held it, $3,500. You can easily see where you bought and then sold that property a year later, which I doubt you'll do, by the way, but we're using this as an example for illustration. That $100,000 property could very easily generate over $20,000 in equity gain if you sold it after 1 year. And oh, by the way, we haven't even factored in that cash flow element, that profit that you made each month as a part-time investor holding a rental property. So you can see here, equity plays in three different ways, often very unrecognized. And to summarize, number one, the equity you capture when you buy. And you're going to see here, the key to all three of our equity scenarios is your patience. Take your time, buy the right house at the right price, and that's how you'll get that initial equity capture when you buy the house at a discount. Number two, the equity when you hold, once again, patience and diligence is key. Hold on to your rental property. Resist the temptation to sell it after that first year. Take care of it. Treat your residents correctly. Keep your property occupied, and you'll continue to generate more and more equity as you hold on to it, as your residents pay down your monthly principal payment. And then number three, equity when you sell. Once again, be patient. Resist the temptation to cash out that property and capture all of that money after your first year. Hold that rental. Let it appreciate. Let the market do the work for you. Remember, real estate goes up 3.5% to 5.5% per year. Give it the time. Give it patience, and it'll do it for you. So don't forget, when you're out there looking at properties, look at the cash flow. That's critical. But don't forget how equity pays you in these three different ways as a part-time real estate investor.
Great information. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.